Yeah, we here live. Rewind and come again. Artist profile. I'm here with the one and only, the great one, Brooklyn
Rewind,
MC.
Come again, Rewind.
Come again. Fort Greene's finest right come now, again. Man. Dana Dane's in the house right now. What's good, Dana Dane?
K-Cash, you know what it is, man. Blessed to be here in the world with you. What up to all the people out there on WMEC, Dub Mech Radio?
That's what's up, man. It's good to have you down here at the school, man. I know in your busy worldwide schedule, I know you be on tour and all that stuff like that for you to stop by, man. I'm really grateful of this.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been here to the radio station, so, you know, y'all the first one to invite me, so it's a good look for me.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So what you been up to lately, Dana Dane?
Oh, man, I've been doing a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I do the music thing, but not as much. You know, I know the classics from back in the days, you know what I mean? 1985, 86, 87, 88, little 90s, little 95, too in there. But been doing a lot of media stuff right now, producing a 6-part miniseries called The Sty. It's becoming an urban classic right now.
That's
the Sty,
what's up, man.
Directed and written by Joseph C. Grant. So y'all can go to GhettoWiseFilmPub.com. GhettoWiseFilmPub.com. Or you can go to Dana Dane Media on YouTube. And you can check out... Yeah, I do have his link. I just want to make sure I got the link up there.
Yeah, make sure you
get
all your promo plugs in.
If you go up there and can't find the link, holler at me and I'll make sure the link is there so you can check out some of the film work that we're doing. I'm also doing a children's series type thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really put it into a package because it's like the whole multimedia package.
You got copyrighted and everything.
Yeah.
So I know how that goes.
I'm doing that and, you know... I got a book out, too. I wrote a fiction.
That's what's up, man. Called, it's on shelves right now?
Yeah,
already?
Numbers. Called Numbers. It's a street fiction about... a young hustler out of Fort Greene, Brooklyn, where I came up out of the projects, and how he had a gift and a knack for numbers. You know, he could calculate them fast. He could call numbers out at the number spot,
like a Rain Man, Rain Man.
Yeah, something like that. but he had this knack for hustling numbers, though, playing numbers, rolling dice, things of that sort, and how he got caught up in a larger world because you know, after family crisis takes place, he has to try to find a way to make more money.
And that's what's up.
You know, the book is about numbers. Is about, is there exit plan for hustlers, street hustlers? So
that's real, man. It sounds real interesting.
Yeah, Random House. Y'all can check it out on Amazon.com. If you like to go to the bookstores, it's been all
the
bookstores.
Make sure you go visit Barnes and Nobles. It's at all the bookstores.
Yeah,
Amazon.com.
Yo, the people downtown on Fulton Street. They
the homies in front of the courthouse.
Yeah, exactly. If they ain't got to tell them to get it, so you know we can get some money back over there to them. So that'll be lovely. You know what I mean?
That's,
you know,
what's up, man.
You know, the African American bookstores and stuff like that. We like Walden. If they near you too, and of course,
you got to get you. The publisher got to eat.
I just want to spread the wealth with, you know, make sure we spreading the wealth to everybody, though. You know,
that's real, man. So we're gonna take it back for a minute. I just want to ask you a little questions about the past, man. The days with the Kango Crew, man.
Oh man, I talk about them a little bit,
a little bit. You know, I'm only gonna touch on it, man. How was it, man, when you went and Slick Rick was coming out, hitting hard from the Kango Crew, man? I know it's a little,
you know,
friction because y'all two kind of separated from everybody else in the crew.
Nah, no friction at
no
all.
No friction,
you know,
at all.
Nah.
Everything was straight.
You know, actually, two other members was named Alpha and Omega, and they had a deal with Herbie Lovebug.
That's
and
what's
they
up.
Was coming out as the Kango Crew, actually. They were going to take the name, but for some reason or another, it didn't pop off. I don't know what happened at the time. They could probably tell you the story better, but they had a great single, and I don't even know what happened, man. It would have been a great opportunity to hear them out there. Just like me and Rick, we never did songs together, you know, through our careers or nothing like that. Just recently, I think in 2000, we did some joints just floating around on the internet that we were doing for the WWE or whatever that was. But
for the wrestling. Everybody was eating off the wrestling them times.
Yeah. Well, they ain't let us eat, but we did a song.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, that's right. They did let us eat a little bit. No, that's right. They just never put the song out, but they did let us eat, so we appreciate them. You know, every check is a good check. Got to remember that. You
that's
know?
What's up, man.
Well, not everyone.
So how was the world feeling you when Cinderfella Dana Dane came out, which peaked at number 11 on the Billboard chart?
Oh, man. You know, Cinderfella peaked at number 11, but I was trying to tell people until recently. I was on Facebook, and my man Kango, he sent me a link of his Billboard toppings, and he went to number 2 on the Billboard charts, you know,
that's
right under Michael Jackson. And I was trying to tell people, I did too, you know, at about the same time. And right under there, you can see peak position number two, and I've been on the charts for like 5 weeks or something like that. And the only thing, maybe even longer, might have been 9 weeks. But if it wasn't for Michael Jackson, that Bad Album,
yeah.
I could have seen number one on the Billboards, baby, but it ain't happening for you. But if you're going to lose, you got to lose to the greatest ever.
To the great one,
come
man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace, man. Of course, man. It said you got the certified gold album from the legendary Profile Records.
Yeah.
What was the difference from being on Profile Records, then going to Rap-A-Lot, then moving over to Maverick Records?
You know, Profile.
The game changed a lot.
Yeah, Profile was a beginning, though. And, you know, Rap-A-Lot, even though I didn't put any music out, was a new beginning for me because, you know, going through a lot of situations in regards to leaving Profile and just the whole business of it and learning it at the time, because I think like right now a lot of young cats out there don't actually know the business like they should, and they fall into the same traps that we did. If you don't know your worth, you can't get your worth, you know. And it took me a little minute, and then recovering from that and the business changing and just, you know, trying to make it to the, it's about, I can't really compare them, but the music was changing. You know, of course the music was changing. It was more of the Southern gangster thing about that time. NWA's and Snoop Dogg's was coming.
Gangsta rap.
Yeah, I mean, NWA was already around, but, you know, Snoop Dogg with the Chronic, it was coming around. It was more like that. I think, you know, I lost more love for the business than I did for the music. You know, I could have always made songs and put out songs. Well, I can always make songs, but not put out songs, you know, because I didn't want to go and worry about the franticness of the business, you know. But then, you know, every time I walk away, they kept pulling me back in. You know?
Yeah.
So I was doing music, but I do music when I feel like it. I always do songs. I got a lot of songs I do in the crib, but, you know, I do them for my personal, you know, edification, and it makes me feel good about hearing them. I don't know. I just can't chase the machine of putting music out, even though I'll put out something here, something there. But through my media stuff, it's going to come out anyway.
That's what's up, man, because I remember the last time I met you, I had the gift to meet you was when I was working for Jen Norwood, Jen Boogie from Universal Records.
Oh, okay.
And we took Q-Tip around to your radio show before, when he first was recording the Renaissance.
Oh, okay.
We were doing the whole runs through there.
You just took me back real quick right now. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, he had those clear gazelles on. I was
he had the crazy gazelles on. You was complimenting him on those gazelles. Like, I haven't seen nothing like that in a while.
I ain't want to ask him where you got it from, but I wanted to real bad.
I know, man, because I know you was always known for being the fly, bro.
Yeah, I went and got me... I had me a pair, but they was the tortoise color, the dark ones, but I wanted the clear ones, but I didn't want to seem like I was biting. See, I'm taking it back, biting off.
That's real, man. So how'd you end up transitioning from being an artist to getting the radio show popping? Because I know that's the bread and butter right there, the radio show. You got that spot locked in. You've been having it for years.
Yeah, well, I don't do it anymore right now.
You don't do it anymore?
Yeah, 6.5 years. My time was up. Nothing lasts forever, but it was a great run. Ken Spellman actually got me that situation. It was something like this. I came in, and we was doing an interview, and they had the new technology around, and I'm like, yo.
And you already know how to use a lot of that stuff.
Not really. I was just, looking around, like, I could do this with y'all. You know, who work here? Is there nobody? Yeah, I said, yo. Hook me up. Let me come and be a radio personality. So he brought me back in about 2 months. Me, Lady B, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow and Lady B were the first three that they added on. And Grandmaster Flash was already there, actually. And then they brought me in on the Backspin channel. And I learned that I was going, but it was nothing. I've been interviewing, getting interviewed all day. Hey, I could talk about what I want to talk about. Yeah. It was on, baby.
No curses. No having to worry about nothing.
Yeah, you can curse all you want. I didn't curse, but you can curse all you want. I didn't curse. I wanted to keep mine family friendly. So everybody else could curse, you know.
Yeah.
I can't tell them what to do. Yeah. You know, I want to tell them what to do. And plus, some of the music had curses in it, but I just choose not to.
What was the craziest and favorite interview over your 6.5 years there?
I don't know which one of the favorites, because I had Kwame, Roxanne Shante, Q-Tip. I think I got some time with Busta Rhymes. I got Paz K. I got Slick Rick. I got D-Nice. You know
anybody
what I mean?
Raw Bass. All your old people.
LL Cool J, Reverend Run.
That's what's
you know
up.
What I mean? I got mad interviews with people, but One that sticks out, I don't even know why I'm telling this story, but back in the days, me and LL, you know, we was on the road. We weren't really rivals or nothing like that, but, you know, it was a competition going on.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and L was, you know, the Captain Braggadocious. He wasn't getting no bigger than him, the great one. I mean, the GOAT, I mean.
The GOAT.
I'm the great one. He the GOAT. But, you know, we was somewhere, I think it was New Orleans, and somehow we got into some little verbal altercation, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, we were taking off hats, getting ready to throw down, like
taking off tangles.
So he's at the radio station. This is like 1985, 84.
Wow.
I mean, it's not 85, 86, excuse me. No, 86, 87, excuse me, 86, 87. It could have been 85, too.
So it had to be, it was major market.
Yeah, major market.
It was only a handful of hip-hop radio stations.
But, you know, LL, and it was T. La Rock with Greg Nice on the beatbox. You know what I mean? It was me, and it was somebody else that was on there. I think Salt and Pepper was on there, too. A few other joints. Anyway, we got to a little altercation that almost turned into a fight. So I'm interviewing him. And it's like 20 years since I really had a real talk with LL. Not like...
Y'all never ran across each other?
No, we always see each other and give each other love, though. But
y'all
I'm just saying...
Y'all never really get a chance to sit down.
Just sit down like, yeah. Not hash nothing. It wasn't even a hash. Because when we see each other, we be talking about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, just bugging out. But at this time, I said, now, L, do you remember New Orleans?
And I know he remembered everything. Like
That was a funny thing. And, you know, he said, yeah. And we just burst out laughing. He said, yo, Dane, I know you was from Brooklyn, but I ain't know you was so gully, man. And I was laughing.
Tell him Fort Greene, baby.
Yeah. So, you know, me and El always see each other, but we never talk about that. And we always be having fun and bugging about other stuff. But we laugh real hard. So that was one of my memorable joints, though, on Sirius, though. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. So what do you see? I know with this radio career that you had, it segued into this record label and this managing this artist that you...
I'm not managing him. I'm not even really being a true...
Are you just being like a mentor?
Yeah. But I got him a distribution situation through my company. So I'm giving him an opportunity to walk his dogs and, you know, find a way, you know, to get out there. And, you know, if you got any questions, holler.
That's
you know
real.
What I mean? I'm here. That's I can't really walk your dogs for you because I got so many other things.
Yeah.
But I can give you some
advice
and, you know, some Justin, I can be here, you know, and do a radio interview with the peoples, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
K Cash, Drastic on the
Drastic
one, the two, Untouchable,
building,
baby.
Man.
And, you know, keep it live like that. So, you know, I'm doing the multimedia thing. I'm creating TV shows. Right now, I'm creating a few TV pilots. You know, it's really trying to make something out of nothing except for ambition, drive, and what you can put down in the paper and then, exploit through your mind and, you know, whatever else opportunities you have out there. So that's what I'm doing, man. I'm just making those moves.
That's what's up. Because I know you working with these different record companies. I know you met across a lot of business people that probably shifted gears into different parts of entertainment.
Absolutely.
Did some of those contacts really help you establish yourself in any of these other fields?
Not yet.
You haven't run across any of those old producers?
Well, let me I take that back. You know,
record reps that be like,
no, not the executives. No executives have helped me yet. No executive. But I'm not looking for them to help me. I got to help myself. I got to create what I want, put it out there, show them there's something viable that they want to be a part of, just like everything else I'm doing. And I just got into this about 3 years ago, and, you know, I've created some projects. I'm still learning, but at the same time, I'm ready to go, and I got what they need. I'm just putting it together right now. So 2010, we should be closing out a lot of things within the next few months and seeing... Then I can call on those executives.
Yeah. And that's what's up. You're trying to get everything right.
Get some money together.
See, that's what's up.
They want to know how to get the money together.
Yeah,
because
you don't want them to give you the money, then they try to hold you a stick up. And
hey,
if you bring everything done already,
they're not even going to give me the money if they can't see how they're going to get it back real quick. So,
oh, yeah.
That's
right
how it
on
is.
That. You right
you
on
gotta,
that.
You got to make it happen, man. You got to, you know, got to have your idea. You got to go out there and complete it. A brilliant idea is a job half done. You got to get out there and complete it.
Definitely. Yo, Drastic, do you have a question you want
to
ask?
Oh, we doing it, man. We got Hot Beats. You got DJ Jastic, the Untouchable,
that's what's
doing his
that's
thing.
What's up.
Yo, you know what I'm doing, man? I'm gonna let my man 11 come in here and talk, man. I've been, he been out there just bugging out. I don't know, talking to some chicks or whatever he's doing over there. But you know, I got my minute. You know, my minute to shine. Yo, what up, 11?
Ain't nothing, homie. You know what I mean? We got the single Talk My Ish. Know what
exactly.
I mean? Word. It's out there on Def Beat Entertainment, the homie Dana Dane, MDI, distribution, digital, online and all that. Word,
that's what's up, man. So how'd you end up meeting up with Dana Dane, my brother?
Dad, you know what? I met Dana a while back, yo. And you know, I used to be a bouncer and I used to do the bodyguard kind of stuff. And I used to run him in the clubs and all that. And I used to be like, yo, I got a mixtape, I got this, you know what I'm saying? And as we started going, one time he was just like, yo, I'm working on the project. And I mean, it was called The Great Unknowns at the time. And he was like, yo, I'm gonna holler at you. You know, sometimes you be like, word, all right then.
Yeah.
And he actually hollered, you know what I'm saying? He actually hollered and we made it happen. And I mean, we just started going around like that. And ever since then, he's been, you know, rocking with me.
That's what's up. So how long you been out?
Dang, I've been doing this for a minute.
For a minute.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while.
That's what's up, man. So how the momentum going, man? Any tours lined up?
No. You know, we're working on some. I got some shows.
Some shows. All right, any shows?
Yeah, you got some shows.
Up?
Yeah, we got
your next
got
coming shows. Where's it gonna be?
I got a show coming up at Santos House on Sunday.
That's what's up. Man.
I'm doing a Biggie tribute. You know what I mean? My man.
March 9th.
We're March 9th. Yeah,
Make sure you there. March 9th. Santos.
Yeah, yo. Can't forget. Yeah. I'm be on the Easy Mo B album.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my boy Easy Mo B, man. That's my homie, producer.
Yeah.
From the back in the Pac days.
Yeah. Word.
That's what's up, man. So what else you working on? Any features? Anything like that?
On the album, I got a hot joint with Maya Azucena. She's a Grammy winner, Grammy Award winner. And I mean, she do a lot of she did stuff with Damian Marley and all them. Doing something with Babs.
That's what's up, Babs from Making It a Band,
man,
right?
Making It a Band. Word.
Shout out to Babs, man. Shout out to Babs, my homeboy Die Line.
Word. Who else? I'm trying to get up with Lady Luck. I got some ideas for her, you know, man, for us to do something. I mean, that's what it is. I got
any producers? Other producers you working on besides Easy?
I got my man Blitz.
Yeah,
my man Blitz. He produced this joint I got called Get Your Bread Up. You know what I mean? This joint called Who You Be With. I'm doing my homegirl Ashley next. Also working with a hot female named Miss Cash. You know what I mean? Who else produced joints on the album? My DJ Kool AD.
Oh, I know Mark DJ Kool AD. That's what's up, man. Mark, that's Boogie good, Graham, man. That's good money. Everybody getting work.
Yeah, trying to make it happen.
That's what's up, man. So let's introduce this new single of yours, man, that we about to run on right now.
Yeah, word. Yo, the single is called Talk My Ish. Know what I mean? Everybody else talking it, so I'm going to talk mine. Set things in perspective. Know what I mean? It just got to be a balance. That's all. Once we got that balance, then we straight. You dig?
That's what's up, man. So we're going to get into this music right now and come back. WMEC Radio, man. DJ K Cash, man. Remember you heard it first. Yeah.